Hi, it's Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action podcast for you, where I give you tips and tricks for taking charge of your art career. After last week's podcast on expanding your online marketing, I see that some of you need to brush up on your social networking skills for better success on sites like Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. In particular, you need to provide solid, friendly introductions. In real life, you can go up to someone at an art opening, stick out your hand, and simply say, "Hi, I'm Sally. Will you be my friend?" You might get a strange look in response, but it'll be a conversation starter for sure. At the same time, you might feel kind of silly doing this. So why are you doing it online? Wouldn't it be easier and much more polite to introduce yourself by sharing something that you have in common with the other person? Instead of using the default opening lines from Facebook, "Will you be my friend?" or LinkedIn, "I'd like to connect with you." I hope that you'll take time to personalize your initial contact with people you may not know or may not know well. While most people will friend anyone and everyone on Facebook, it's especially important that you know your connections on LinkedIn. So to friend or connect with me, try this. "Hi, Allison. I'm one of your newsletter subscribers, and I'd like to connect with you here. This gives me some frame of reference as to how you got to me." You could also use, "Hi, Allison. I found you on Jason White's site and then started listening to your podcast. I'd like to connect with you." You can see that this is adaptable to almost anyone else you'd want to connect with, and it's more social. It's called social networking for a reason. We want to be friendly to each other. So to friend or connect someone in your distant past, "Hey, Frank, it's been a long time, but we had the same drawing class our junior year in college. I moved away from Ohio to Oregon about 15 years ago, but I'd like to connect with you here." Mentioning your location or any other personal detail gives the other person some sort of reference, and you might even find that it's another thing that you have in common. To friend or connect with someone you really don't know, "Hi, Mary. I've been admiring your art and blog for a couple of years now and just found you here on Facebook. I hope we can connect here." Of course, you have to tell the truth, but sincere flattery is good for any networking situation, online or in person. Also, be judicious when recommending friends. I would even go so far as to say, avoid this step unless you're 100% sure that the other person knows the friend you're recommending. I can only speak for myself, but I always ignore these because I don't want to connect with people that I really don't have a connection with. Know this, online networking isn't that different from networking in person, except of course for the requisite computer. Think about this. Are you introducing yourself politely, or have you been relying too much on the default introductions for Facebook and LinkedIn? Do this. Introduce yourself politely. Think of how you'd introduce yourself in person or in an email and use that as a starting point. It's uncomfortable for most people to introduce themselves without some frame of reference for the other person. So why would you do this online? Don't ever presume that someone remembers you if you've only had brief contact with them, or your connection was in the distant past, or if, like me, they have to keep up with a big, big mailing list. Summon all of your manners and do it the right way. After all, you only get one shot at it. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield. And to get an email version of this podcast, just go to artbizcoach.com and subscribe to the free Art Marketing Action newsletter, which is delivered to your inbox every Monday morning.